7:41 at Broadcast Park, talking with Senator Charles Grassley, our senior senator from the state of Iowa. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm always glad to be with you. Thank you very much. It's a good way to keep in touch with Iowans, even though I get home every weekend.
Bill, definitely glad to have you on. Tomorrow, Zach Johnson begins defending his Open Championship, and he had to surrender the claret jug over there. I don't know how well you follow Zach Johnson, but it was a very sad time for him and his entire family. Well, it's kind of neat to have people like that, modern-day sports heroes like him and Kurt Warner that come from the state of Iowa.
You know what? When he surprised everybody and won that first national tournament in golf, he got a lot of attention. And to have a street in Cedar Rapids named after you and all those sort of things, it shows that local people appreciate you. You bring great attention to Iowa, and it's attention of a clean person, a clean family, and good sportsmanship. And a leader in every way.
Well, Senator Grassley, getting into the news portion of this, I was talking with Taylor Millard. He's a WMT correspondent out of Dallas, Texas. He said, when you're talking to the senator, make sure you ask him about his work with regard to civil forfeiture rules.
Yeah, and sure. And that's a big item that ought to be dealt with. We're running into a little problem from law enforcement, but Iowans tell me that it's been abused. The Des Moines Register, maybe other papers as well, have read stories about the abuse of it. And when things are, well, first of all, asset forfeiture, let me define it. It's when police stop you and they can take your money, your property. Now, in the case of contraband, like if it's illegal drugs, everybody understands that. But let me give you an example. The IRS up in Sioux City about a couple years ago, a small business woman was taking cash to the bank because she did everything in cash, and they thought maybe she was money laundering. So the IRS confiscated $38,000 that she had in her bank account. And then and they did it without going to court or without charging her with anything. And then she, because she didn't have her working capital, she shut down her business. There was some lawyers that felt sorry for her, came in. They fought the IRS. They got her $38 billion back. So this legislation we're talking about with asset forfeiture deals with the issue of whether or not the government's got a right to take your property without having a judicial determination it's taken unless it's contraband. And so I feel the legislation ought to pass, and I don't know whether your friend in Dallas who's thinks that it is or not, but law enforcement doesn't like us to do it because they get a lot of money from it. But it's also like there's an incentive to violate people's due process when you can take money, get money into the treasury of the police department, spend it like you want to. And we know the police departments need more money, but you shouldn't have your property taken unless there's a court order saying you should. And if the police need more money, we ought to appropriate more money for the police instead of letting it be taken away from citizens in a non-constitutional way.
Senator, we just have a couple of minutes left with you here on the WMT Morning Show. The GMO labeling bill, Vermont passed their bill that went active July 1st, and the United States Congress is taking action. Where is that in the Senate, and where do you expect it to go?
It passed the Senate last week. We expect the president to sign it. I've been hearing from Iowans for a long period of time on both sides of the issue, but I think the overwhelming support was for making sure that we have a federal law instead of 50 different state laws. And one of the 18 powers given to Congress in the Constitution is the power to regulate foreign and interstate commerce. So a few states were looking at having different labeling laws on food, and when you have national food processing and national wholesale distribution of food, you can't have you expect these companies to label 50 different ways. So we passed a bill last year or last week, I should say, that would preempt, and we have one national law, so there's one standard. And I think that makes sense in the nationwide economy that we have.
Will that preempt the Vermont law?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Senator Grassley, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning here on a Wednesday, July 13th. Have a good one, and have a safe trip back home this weekend. All
Goodbye.
Right?
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.